This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, President President Donald J. Trump. I'm burned out. I'm exhausted. It's been a long day. I scripted my Real America's Voice TV show for an hour and a half this morning, and then I did the Real America's Voice TV show, and then I did my interview with President Trump, and President Trump's staff called me and said he wants to meet with me, have a private meeting with me in Las Vegas tomorrow, so I'm going to be doing that. And then Real America's Voice called me and said they want me to anchor President Trump's speech from the ground, from the event venue tomorrow in Las Vegas. He'll be here speaking at 6 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and I'll be anchoring starting at 5:30, but that's when President Trump wants to meet with me. So in the middle of anchoring and talking about Trump's speech for Real America's Voice TV network, I'm going to run in the back and hang out with President Trump for about 10 minutes. So a lot of stuff going on at Root Central, a lot of stuff. A lot of Secret Service conversations this morning. All right, so I want to start the show with a commentary that I wrote at 5 o'clock this morning. Just see what my days are like. I got up at 5 to write this. My response to the dumbest. Oh, and by the way, the Trump interview will be on Lindell TV and USA Audio Network. This show, today, in this hour, you're going to hear the Trump interview. 20 minutes of the Trump interview in this hour. So here's my column I woke up this morning and wrote. My response to the dumbest and most dangerous thing Obama has ever said. I am Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, class of 83. We both had interesting political careers since graduating Columbia. We stand as polar opposites on every issue. My classmate Obama clearly learned well at Columbia, even though he was rarely, if ever, seen there by anyone, classmates or professors. I've already written about Obama, a.k.a. the ghost of Columbia. I believe he spent his 2 years after transferring into Columbia at our sister school in the old Soviet Union in Moscow studying communism. And at Columbia at the time, you know, where I was at the real Columbia, the big strategy everyone talked about was called Cloward Piven. It was a plan created by two Columbia University professors to destroy America and capitalism and turn America into a socialist big brother country. Obama learned well. You're watching Obama right now in his third term carrying out the plan. Now, I've studied and watched Obama for 15 years now. I know how he thinks. Trust me, two themes dominate his life. A hatred for America and a hatred for Israel. Everything he says is a lie, a con, a scam, subterfuge. Watch his actions. His actions are always intended to damage and destroy the two nations he hates, America and Israel. But in this commentary, I want to respond to Obama's most recent opinions about the Israel-Hamas conflict. And in particular, one Obama statement. Obama just lectured Israel on their military strategy, warning Israel not to inflict civilian casualties, knowing that in war, that's impossible. It has never been avoided in any war in world history. And specifically in this case, knowing that Hamas and all Islamic radicals use women, children, the elderly as human shields to purposely increase civilian deaths and then blame Israel. Obama knows all this. Obama knows Hamas wants lots of civilian death. Obama knows Hamas hides their headquarters and military camps inside schools, churches, mosques, and hospitals. Yet Obama warns Israel to avoid civilian casualties. That tells you where Obama stands. But this was Obama's most disturbing warning. He argues that if Israel kills civilians, it could further harden Palestinian attitudes for generations. I want you to hear that one more time. Obama argues that if Israel kills too many civilians, it could further harden Palestinian attitudes for generations. Harden their attitudes. I must respond to this evil, ignorant, dangerous, preposterous statement by Obama. First, when Obama talks about further hardening Palestinian attitudes for generations, let's examine how preposterous that is. The Palestinian people hate Israel and Jews, not just in Palestine, but in America. Have you seen the demonstrations across our country? In every American big city, on every elite college campus, Palestinians and Muslims chant about death to Israel, death to Jews, and celebrate the mass murder of Jews by Hamas. Shockingly, that's in America. So maybe Obama should address the hate and obsession with Jews and killing Jews by Muslim Americans. These are hate crimes against American Jews. Secondly, the attitude that Obama is worried about hardening Palestinian attitudes is absurd. How could their attitudes be any harder than mass murdering and slaughtering 1,400 Jews, slicing Jewish children's throats, beheading Jewish babies, burning Jews and Jewish children to death, mutilating bodies after death? And I actually watched a video of Hamas soldiers cutting a baby out of the stomach of a pregnant Jewish woman who was alive at the time and knifing the baby to death. That's the last thing she saw. Someone cutting a baby out of her stomach with a butcher knife while she was awake and alive with no anesthetic. And then they killed the baby as the last thing she saw, and then they killed her. Do you think Palestinian attitudes could possibly get any harder? I wonder why Obama didn't address that. And third, what about Israel and Jewish attitudes? Why isn't Obama worried about Jewish attitudes when Hamas mass murders in demonic and barbaric ways that have not been seen since the Holocaust and Nazi Germany? Do you think Hamas worries about hardening Jewish attitudes for generations to come? How come Obama doesn't worry about that? Fourth, what about our great country, the United States of America? Did we ever worry during World War II about firebombing German and Japanese cities or dropping nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? It was a war. We bombed and bombed until major enemy cities were turned to rubble. We killed the enemy, and many millions of civilians were killed as collateral damage. Millions of German and Japanese civilians died. That's what happens in war. Obama knows that. Yet he holds only Israel and the Jews responsible. Isn't that telling? You know, I'm from Las Vegas. I play poker. When you play poker, there's a tell. You can see a sign that someone has a good hand or a bad hand. That's Obama's tell. Everybody kills civilians by mistake. But only Jews are held accountable by Obama. Didn't we kill civilians in Vietnam by the millions? I think we killed like 2 million Vietnamese. What about the 2-decade-long wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? Didn't America kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of civilians in the bombings? Didn't Obama himself conduct a drone war that resulted in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Muslim civilian deaths? I guess he forgot all that. Pretty convenient. Did Obama ever warn Ukraine about civilian deaths? Did he ever mention that killing Russians might harden Russian attitudes for generations? No, he didn't. Lastly, after the Alamo, after Pearl Harbor, after 9/11, events where thousands of Americans died, did America fight back? I think they did. I don't remember anyone demanding peace or ceasefires after Mexicans killed everyone at the Alamo, or after the Japanese killed 3,000 of our sailors, innocent sailors who didn't know about the sneak attack was coming at Pearl Harbor, or 3,000 civilians at 9/11. I don't remember anyone demanding a ceasefire. I seem to remember we went to war, rained hell down upon our enemies, and we got revenge. And I don't remember anyone in America worrying about if our response would harden our enemies' attitudes for generations. Why is it always different with the Jews? Why would Obama be angry at Jews and Israel for responding in self-defense to one of the worst terror attacks in world history? Why is only Israel always supposed to show restraint? Why indeed? Because Obama hates Israel, and always has, and always will. This is Israel's Alamo, and Israel's Pearl Harbor, and Israel's 9/11, and they're going to respond exactly as they should. They will rain down hell, and they will kill the enemy, and they will get revenge. And that's their right. And Obama should shut the hell up. That's my column. This show sponsored, by the way, this segment and this show, by MyPillow. It's their 20th anniversary, 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell, a great patriot, up to 80% off. Use the promo code ROOTS at MyPillow.com. ROOTS, R-O-O-T, at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots
kids. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too.
And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Roots on Fire, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. Isn't it great to be in Vegas, man? It's the gambling capital of the world, it's the convention capital of the world, it's the food capital of the world, restaurant capital of the world, spa capital of the world, golf capital of the world. And Trump comes here all the time, and I get to see him. Isn't that great? 13th interview with President Trump coming up, starting in this segment. It's spread over 3 segments. It's about a 20-minute interview. And we'll start it in this segment, and then we'll have another portion of it, the biggest portion, in the next segment. And then the final segment of this hour will be the finish-up of my interview with President Trump that I just finished up 2 hours ago. And then tomorrow he's in Vegas, and I'm anchoring the coverage of his speech for Real America's Voice TV Network. And he's requested a personal interview, a personal meeting with me. And so I'm going backstage to meet with the president tomorrow. So, Vegas has its advantages, man, and the sun's out 340 days a year, and I looked at the weather the other day. For the next 10 days, it's 71 degrees almost every single day. Sunny and 70, 71, 72. Unbelievable. All right, Risk On 360 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I've spoken all over the world on the topics of politics, business, success. This is among the coolest events I've ever seen, and it's right here in Vegas. If you live in Vegas or nearby, or you want to fly into Vegas, check this out. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, supercharge your life at Risk 360 Global Success Conference. The event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, and many other famous business speakers. Takes place November 19th and 20th at the Aaron Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register at riskon360.com. That's riskon360.com. And now it's time to start my interview with President Donald J. Trump, my 13th interview with the 45th President of the United States. Here it is. All right, as promised, we have him. President Trump is with us, number 45, and I Pray to God every day is number 47, where I think this nation is lost. I fear this nation is lost. You know how I always introduce the greatest president of my lifetime and the best president, certainly one of the top five in the history of America, the greatest conservative president of our lifetimes as well. Just, you know, what can I say? Too many superlatives. He's number 45, President Donald J. Trump. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. Really well. Thank you very much.
You and I go back a long way. You may not realize this. This is our 13th interview on radio and TV. 13th. And it's been such an honor to spend so much time with, you know how I feel about you, the greatest president of my lifetime. I just thank God that this son of a butcher from the mean streets of New York, from the Bronx borderline, has had 13 interviews with you. And I love every minute of it, and I appreciate it.
Well, I've loved it too, Wayne, and you're really a patriot, and you know what's happening. You're a smart guy with street smarts, which is a good combination, because we sure don't have that now in Washington, that's for sure.
No, we don't. We don't. So listen, you're coming to Vegas to speak at the Republican Jewish Coalition event. You know
right.
that I'm Jewish, and I believe you're the best president in history for Israel and the Jewish people. You know, I said that very clearly when I used to have my show on Newsmax TV. I called you the king of the Jews. You and I got in some trouble for that one. But with you in the White House, there was peace in the Middle East. And with weakness in the White House now, look what we got. Look what we got.
Well, this is all headed up by Iran, and for some reason they don't want to say that. And who knows why, but Biden, you can't figure him out. You don't know. He's got money coming to himself for so many different directions. It's a disgrace. You never know what's going on with this guy, but he doesn't know what's going on with himself, if you take a look. But it's a very sad thing, and it's coming from Iran. And we had Iran. Iran was broke. They were absolutely broke, and they weren't doing anything having to do with terror or attacking Israel, whether it's through themselves, or probably it is. But whether it's through themselves or using Syria or Hezbollah or Hamas or anybody, it's just a shame what's taking place. And, you know, they're being hit from a lot of different directions right now. That would have never happened because Iran was not in the position to do what they're doing right now. Now they have much more than $100 billion, and not only the $6 billion that we got for hostages. You think of that. They got five, we got five. I said, all right, that's probably as good as this group is going to do. And then they said, but in addition, they get $6 billion. I said, well, nothing surprises me with this group. But we gave them that, but that's the least of it. We gave them tremendous amount of oil. You know, the business in oil, China wasn't buying, India wasn't buying, nobody was buying from them because I said, if you buy from them, you're not doing business in the United States. And everybody stopped, and they would have made a deal, no nuclear weapons. They would have had a deal. We would have had a deal 2 weeks after the election that was rigged, by the way. And what a shame it is. And now you're looking at Russia and Ukraine, and you're looking at attacking Israel from a lot of different fronts. You know, this Israel thing is not going to end very well the way it's going right now. And I can tell you the White House is sending the absolute wrong message, and you know that better than anybody.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Authorities in Maine still in pursuit of a suspected mass shooter. Mike Soschuk, commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, said when that shooting happened, the police responded quickly.
Spare time, a minute after those initial officers respond, eight more are there. Now we're saying now everybody's starting to roll in about the same time.
The identities of all the victims have been confirmed. Among them, the youngest 14, while the oldest was 76. Donald Trump and his three adult children are slated to give testimony in his New York civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is set to testify on November 1st, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. The former president is scheduled to testify on November 6th. Rising inflation is casting a spooky spell on Halloween, causing a 7% surge in celebration costs this year. That's according to a study by MoneyGeek. The main contributor to the increase is the higher prices of candy. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
interview with President Trump. The bulk of the interview is in this segment. I got about a minute and a half to introduce this segment. But I wanted to mention in that minute and a half something else that struck me today, because, you know, I wrote at the beginning of this week a commentary. I read it here on Lindell and USA Audio about RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't want him to be Trump's VP. I just think he's great on the vaccine. He could be, you know, lead prosecutor, special prosecutor in a big pharma investigation. But I still don't want the guy to be killed, but Democrats clearly do. They refuse to provide Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. It's the first time in history anyone's denied a major candidate Secret Service protection. And yesterday, an intruder climbed the fence in his home and tried to get at him, and he was home. And then the cops arrested him, and the guy came back again. There's someone's going to kill RFK Jr. if you do not give him Secret Service protection. But Biden and Democrats don't care. Isn't that amazing? Amazing what a country we're living in. Talk about weaponization of government. They don't care if their competition gets knocked off. They want it to happen. All right, here's the rest of my interview with President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, my 13th interview. Here we go. Well, that's a perfect segue, because I was just going to say to you, President Trump, the White House forced Israel to allow $100 million in humanitarian funding to Gaza before they invaded. I think that's a tragic mistake, because it's not going to be used for humanitarian purposes. It's not going to go to the people of Gaza. It's going to be weapons. It's going to be bullets. It's going to be guns. It's going to be missiles. It's a disaster. Why would you allow something like that? You would have never allowed it, right?
I would have never allowed it, but we would have never had the problem, because you wouldn't have had the war. You wouldn't have had any attacks. There would have been no attacks. Look at all the people that died. And I can say on both sides, but look at all the people that have died in just a short period of time. And this is nothing compared to what you're going to see. And maybe you'll see World War III out of it. That's a possibility, too. Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So sad to watch. You know, we had no wars. We didn't start a war. Remember when Hillary said, he'll start wars because of my personality? I said, no, my personality is going to keep us out of wars. And we wiped out ISIS, as you know. In 4 weeks, I beat ISIS. We took them out. They said it would take 4 years. I did it in 4 weeks. Completely. 100% of the caliphate. Think of it. 100% of the caliphate. We wiped it out in a period of 4 weeks. You know, our military is incredible. We rebuilt the military. Then we gave $85 billion of it to the Taliban. Think of it. $85 billion and lost 13 lives. And by the way, 38 people were absolutely just so badly hurt, a lifetime of hurt, so badly hurt, the arms, the legs, the face, so badly hurt, and hundreds of other people died, and there was no reason for it. We didn't lose one soldier. If you look at what happened in Afghanistan, I spoke to Abdul, the head, we didn't lose after that, we didn't lose one soldier for 18 months in Afghanistan, and then we had that tragic bunch of incompetent people. And I was getting out, too, by the way, but we would have gotten out with dignity and strength, and we would have taken out our military last, Dwayne. You would have done that, too, last. We don't take it out first. We take it out last. So it was a very sad situation.
And don't forget, let me add one more thing. One more thing you left out. When we left that $85 billion worth of equipment on the ground, you don't think it's in the hands of Hamas and Hezbollah, and it was used to kill 1,400 Jews in Israel? Of course it was. I'm sure some of the equipment we sent to Ukraine was sold on the open market, on the black market, and it was used to kill Jews. This is a disaster, this presidency.
100%. Now, we left $85 billion worth of brand new, beautiful stuff, 70,000 trucks and vehicles, many of them armor-plated. You know what that means, millions of dollars each. 70,000, 700,000 rifles and guns. So the second or third largest seller of munitions and of military equipment right now happens to be Afghanistan, because they don't need 700,000 rifles. They don't need anything near brand new goggles, airplanes, tanks. They're selling it, and they're selling it to a level that they're probably the second largest seller of military equipment, and they're selling the equipment that we gave them. We just left. We ran out. We took our soldiers out before we took American citizens. You know, you have many Americans still there. We didn't protect them. We fled. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Gross incompetence. And they didn't remember. 18 months, They didn't even shoot after I had the conversation. It was a rough conversation. For 18 months, they never even shot. We didn't lose one soldier in 18 months. And then they had the rigged election, and then they had this horrible situation at the airport where people are falling off the airplanes at 3,000 feet up in the air. What a horrible situation. And remember, Biden said, we'll never have another Vietnam where they were dropping off helicopters.
Yeah.
Well, this was a lot higher up, okay? This was just as bad as it gets.
And speaking of another Vietnam, what do you think we're about to enter with World War III if Iran gets involved in Israel? He's got a new Vietnam times 100 if Iran and Russia and China team up against us. But, you know, last week, you know, I wrote a column called Trump Was Right. And, you know, my good friend Natasha Owens, who I was with last week, sang that hit song, Trump Won and You Know It. So I dedicated a column to you, Trump Was Right and You Know It. The top 10 lessons of the Hamas terror attack on Israel all prove that Trump was right about everything. And I think number one is your whole regime was about peace through strength. They all knew that you were a strong man, and so nobody moved against America for 4 years. How do you feel about that?
Well, don't forget, we hit Iran very, very hard, not only economically, where they weren't allowed to sell oil. I said they're not going to sell oil, and they sell almost no oil. That's why they didn't have the money to prosecute a war like this. Now they're loaded up with money. But we also hit them militarily, if you remember, and very hard militarily.
Yes.
And that was the end. We didn't have a problem with them. We did not have a problem. And now they're flexing their muscles, and they're dealing with a man who's grossly incompetent, and he happens to be our president. And he's in charge of whether or not we go to nuclear war. There is a real possibility we end up in a nuclear war. Not even believable.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Listen, when you were president, you made something very clear. You didn't pick, like a compromise. You didn't try and split the baby in half. You said, I am for Israel. I stand up for Israel unequivocally. You were on one side, Israel's side in the Middle East. And now Biden claims he's on Israel's side. Do you believe that Biden is 100% committed to Israel? Because I do not.
Well, he's the one that started this. He's the one that got it going. And now, I guess, politically, he figures he better start saying, for the last week and a half, he's been saying positive things about Israel. But he's the one that started this whole mess. He's the one that all these people, they died because of Biden, because of his weakness. They would have never done this. Nobody would have been involved in doing this because they know the price that would be paid would be, it would be hell. And they didn't have the money to do it. They didn't have any money. Now they're rich. You know, Iran is now very rich. They have over $100 billion in cash. They had nothing. They were broke. We would have had a deal with Iran, no nuclear weapon. We would have had a deal because I ended the Iran nuclear deal, which was one of the dumbest deals I've ever seen, which these people want to put back. It gave them an open path to nuclear weapons. It was one of the dumbest deals. I've seen a lot of dumb deals. I've seen a lot. We got rid of NAFTA. We put USMCA, you know, the trade deal thing. Even the trade deal I made with China was an incredible deal. We made a lot of great deals, but the dumbest of all was this Iran nuclear deal. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It was a pathway for them to have legally nuclear weapons.
And President Trump, who did the Iran deal and all the dumb deals? Obama. And I think Obama is in charge of this presidency. I really do believe he's calling the shots. You don't believe that Joe Biden, you know, who's got dementia and is falling apart in front of us. Can you really believe he's the one calling the shots? Everyone in his administration's ex-Obama. This is the guy pulling the strings. Obama's in charge, and I always felt he's not a friend of Israel. And that's why all of this is happening, in my opinion.
You could be right. A lot of people are saying it because I don't think it's Biden either. And they weaponize government. They go after me because I'm leading him in the polls and I'm leading everybody else in the polls by big numbers. I'm like 55, 60 points up in DeSanctimonious and all of these other people. And the whole thing is ridiculous. And so what they do is they go after their leading opponent. That's like third world country stuff. Never happened in our country before. But you know what? It's driven me up because people get it. We got the most incompetent, the most corrupt president in history in this man. And he's so incompetent, he's going to lead us into the Third World War. And, you know, with the weaponry we have now and they have and everybody has, you're going to end up not only in the Third World War, this is obliteration. This is an army tank, they say, going back and forth and shooting at each other. This is big stuff. And we have a man that's grossly incompetent leading us. and dealing with Russia and China and North Korea and getting wiped out, just actually getting wiped out. It's a shame. It's so sad. To see what's happening,
well, you know,
and to see what's happened in our country in the last 3 years, it's, you know, I say, you probably heard, if you take the 10 worst presidents and add them up, this man is worse than the 10 worst presidents added up, put together. He's caused more damage to our country with the borders and everything else.
If you and I are assuming he's incompetent and he's in charge, if Obama's calling the shots, I don't think it's incompetence, President Trump. I think this is the intentional destruction of the United States of America and trying to kill capitalism, trying to kill our power around the world, trying to kill our friendship with Israel, destroying our open borders, destroying our economy. Look at the interest rates. Look at inflation.
Yeah.
This can't be a mistake. I believe it's intentional. I really do. And it's not Biden. He's incompetent. You're right. But I think Obama is intentional in this destruction, and he's in charge. Thoughts?
When I heard they had open borders, that's what they believed, and I thought somebody was playing games. They were kidding. Nobody could. Nobody wants people from their prisons of all countries all over the world, not just in South America. Countries all over the world, from prisons, from mental institutions, from the insane asylums where you have the most mentally depraved people. From all over the world, they're coming into our country, and nobody's even checking them. We're taking them, and terrorists, too, by the way, at levels that we haven't seen before.
Of course.
And I think there's no way anybody would do that. And so, you know, they're either very stupid, or they hate our country, and they want to destroy our country. A lot of people think it's disgusting.
Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is on fire. President Trump interviewed today, my 13th. Tomorrow, I'll be anchoring Trump speech coverage for Real America's Voice TV network here from Vegas, and I'll be meeting privately with President Trump at his request. Very cool. I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, and then we'll finish up with the rest of the Trump interview. I think I asked some questions and got some things out of him that very few have asked. Very few have the cojones to ask about, you know, is Biden the real president? Does Biden really support Israel, or is it total BS? Is Obama the real president? Does he hate Israel? Very few people would ask questions like that of President Trump, and I did, and I got some great answers. Goldgate Capital sponsored the segment of the show with what's going on. The war is absolutely starting in Israel today and tonight. It's accelerating. The invasion has begun. So you've got to own gold and silver. Everybody needs to. World War III is so close that, you know, the fear is in the air. It's palatable. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. You need financial insurance when you have problems like this. Delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call them today, 855-770-GOLD, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, 30 seconds, and we finish up our interview with President Donald J. Trump. I hope you enjoy it. That'll be it for the night when it's over here on Lindell TV. I'll be back on USA Audio Network for one more hour. But I will tell you, I've been predicting inflation will not go away. It's staying high. It's stubbornly upon us. And it came out today, and inflation was up again. Shocked Wall Street right again. Told you so. Trump's interview now. I saw in front of Congress just 24 hours ago, there were some experts testifying, terrorist experts and Homeland Security experts, and they said Hamas and Hezbollah are absolutely already in our country, and they're just waiting for a terrorist attack to get a green light from Iran, which makes total sense to me. You and I, we've had, I think, 9 interviews since you left the presidency. You and I have said this 9 times. The borders are open, and terrorists are coming in, and it's only a matter of time before there's a tragic attack.
And many of the people coming in are the same people that attacked Israel, okay? The same people. that attacked Israel. And, you know, you have many young men, young, strong, young men coming in by the hundreds of thousands, and they're coming into our country, and we let them just walk right into our country. This is most people from China, young, strong men from China. Nothing good is going to come out of this. And to think that they allowed this to happen is just despicable. We're going to have the largest and strongest and biggest deportation effort ever because we have to get them out. We got to clean it up. We have a lot of bad people coming in. We have people coming again. Think of it. All of the prisons, I mean, they're literally emptied out. All of the South America, the Congo, all over the world, they're emptying their prisons into the United States, our beautiful country. It's incredible what they're doing, Wayne. And
it's going to end quickly,
that I can tell you.
So last question, and I'm going to let you run because I know you're got a big schedule in Vegas. So here's my question. You're a Jewish grandfather, literally, and you have Jewish grandchildren. I'm Jewish. Are you not shocked by the openness, the open public level of hate towards Jews in America since this happened? We were attacked in Israel, and yet we're being blamed as if we did something wrong, the Jewish people, on college campuses, in big cities. There's all these Muslims protesting and Palestinians waving Palestinian flags and screaming death to the Jews and death to Israel. In America, are you shocked this is going on in our country?
So I've called a lot of my Jewish friends over the last 3 days, and I said, are you people watching what's happening here? Are you looking at what's going on here? Because what's happening is shocking. You know, Israel used to have the strongest lobby 10, 15 years ago. Nobody would say anything about Israel bad. Now it's almost like people are afraid to protect Israel. And you take a look at AOC plus three, and, you know, the hatred and they're open about it. Tlaib. This Tlaib is she wants Israel eradicated. But I call up my Jewish friends that have influence, a lot of influence. I say, are you watching these rallies that people are having? And these aren't for Israel. These are rallies for peace, people that did a lot of damage. It's very sad to watch. It's not even believable. 15 years ago, this would have been unthinkable. Frankly, during my administration, it would have been unthinkable. It wouldn't have happened.
Well, for the American people and for the Jewish people and for anyone who loves American exceptionalism and who loves capitalism and who loves Judeo-Christian values, on all their behalf, on all the patriots' behalf, I'll say goodbye. I want to say thank you because you are the greatest patriot and the greatest president of my lifetime. And I appreciate everything you've done. And I know we're lost if we don't get you back in November of 2024. We got to make you number 47. Please, President Trump, we need you so bad. We needed you yesterday. Thank you for the interview, and I will see you in Vegas.
Thank you very much, Wayne. It's the most important election in the history of our country. And honestly, if we don't win, I think our country is finished. We have to win, and I think we're going to. We have tremendous numbers. You see the numbers are incredible. So I think we're going to. But if we don't win our country, I really believe our country is finished.
Well, God bless you, and I'll see you tonight. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.